been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is the August 13th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, as we begin a new week. Let's have some fun this week. It's been pretty fun here, and we're off to a good start so far. I'm having fun. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 39 points right now. That puts it at 25,352. But the NASDAQ is where the action is today. Of course, the NASDAQ put in an eight-day win streak after those two or three really down days, and a lot of people wanted to throw the NASDAQ to the curb. And now the NASDAQ storming back, closing in on new all-time highs once again. The NASDAQ up 31 points this morning. That works out to 0.4%. And the NASDAQ is up 7,870. The S&P 500 up 7 points. That works out to 0.25%. The S&P 500 is at 2,840 as it nears all-time highs. Russell 2000, I don't know what's up with the small caps there today, but it's down 1 point to 1685, not participating in the green moves of the other indexes here so far anyways. Crude oil down 32 cents to $67.31 per barrel. Gold, hitting new lows for the year. Down another $10 per ounce to $12.08, about ready to break the $1,200 mark. Silver also down a nickel to $15.25, and the 10-year yield sits at 2.88 as we begin a new week. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. You know, it was a wild and woolly week in the market last week. There were an awful lot of earnings announcements as we pretty much were 91% of the way through earnings season. It's been a fantastic earnings season. In fact, the second best one since 2010. With earnings of the S&P 500 growing by 24% year over year. And then, of course, we had some big news last week. Tesla, Turkey, what else? China, Venezuela, all over the world. Russia, Israel, Hamas, Iran, the lira, the ruble. The real, really wild week, and I had to kind of put it into a nice, neat package over the weekend in my newsletter to make it understandable what went on and then my takeaways. And I kind of labeled it the best stocks that I saw last week and the worst stocks that I saw last week. And, of course, I always... A big part of what I do is the macro outlook for the market, the macro outlook, the big picture on the strength, the health of this bull market that's been going now for 9+ years and where I think it's at now in the cycle. How much higher, how much further can it go? That was all in my newsletter over the weekend. If you're not getting the Best Stocks Now newsletter, you can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. Well, the financial crisis in Turkey really rattled the markets on Friday. You know, in the reading that I did over the weekend about it and the impact that it might have on global markets, on the global economy, on our market. At least as for now, it seems to be pretty minimal. Okay, Turkey not a large player in the global economy, not a huge trading partner of ours. But what the worry is a contagion that would then spread outside of Turkey. The chances of that are there. But as of now, this seems to be pretty much contained to Turkey. And I think you see the market reaction here today on Monday after getting roiled on Friday. The market seemed to be shrugging off this Turkish crisis, you know, already after being very worried about it on Friday. So at least as of now, this definitely is not going to be the crisis, the end-all that brings this bull market to its knees. Now, there have been many crises over the years since this whole bull began back in 2009. This one on a scale of 1 to 10 is maybe a 2 or a 3. But we will keep our eye on it. It has hurt global stocks, however. They continue to suffer mightily. Who's the guy that said get out of the way of those global international emerging market indexes? Well, from the highs now, check this out. Turkey is an emerging market. Turkey is now down 56% from its high. And these highs were set late last year. Brazil is now down 29%. Argentina, actually these highs were set back earlier this year. Argentina is now down 26% from its high. China is down 22% from its high. Russia down 19.7%. And Mexico down 14.1%. Aren't you glad you listen to the Best Stocks Now radio hour and you don't have any exposure to the emerging markets in your stock portfolios, your ETF portfolios, your mutual fund portfolios, or your 401k portfolios? Aren't you glad you're getting the Best Stocks Now newsletter every weekend that has told you to stay stay far away from the emerging markets? Yet the modern portfolio theorists and the asset allocators continue to recommend having a big chunk of your money in these faster growing emerging markets, which are submerging right now. They want to manage money passively in a very active world. The Best Stocks Now app also pointed to the emerging markets submerging earlier this year as they dropped to the bottom of the asset class ranking ladder. And I pointed out there's only a few asset classes in the world that are working right now, and that's where you've got to be. And that's where I continue to be, at least for now, until the next cycle comes along. Well, today the Turkish lira remains in the red. Their central bank unveils very mild measures to try to prop up their currency. They have a big problem over there with their economy. And it would seem that if they would release one person, one guy, they're going to let destroy their economy. Pastor Andrew Brunson, a U.S. pastor, who they say is a terrorist and was part of the coup that failed in Turkey earlier this year, they are not going to let him go. And we're going to continue to squeeze Turkey with massive tariffs, massive financial pressure. You've got a strong man in Erdogan against a firm person in President Trump. We'll see where this all lands. But for now, the market seems to be just shrugging it off. Well, not the global markets, as I said, as they continue to struggle. The other fallout from all of this that I really noticed when I did the newsletter last weekend, the U.S. dollar is breaking out big time. Now, I said when Larry Kudlow became the main guy in charge of Trump's economy, I said, look out, the U.S. dollar is going to head higher, because he has always been a king dollar kind of guy. Well, it has, but it's also risen to the level it's currently at because of events in the world. When you've got the ruble crashing, when you've got the real in Iran crashing, when you've got the lira in Turkey crashing, the dollar has nowhere to go but up. And that's just tearing apart and destroying precious metal prices. Another area of the market that I have told you to avoid like the plague. Precious metals do not do well when the dollar continues to rise. They need those precious metals, a crashing dollar, which may occur at some point in the future, but now is not the time, that's for sure. Well, what is the best place to be invested right now? We'll be right back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's team is packing their bags and heading for Minnesota in September. We can't wait to get back to the land of Bob Dylan, Prince, the Twins, and of course the Vikings. We have set aside Tuesday, September 10th through Friday, September 14th to meet the folks one-on-one. In addition to this, we will be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, September 12th. We will start at 6:30 p.m. and go until 8:30. All are invited, but space is limited. Once we are full, we are full. We will be camped out for the week at the Radisson Blue, which is conveniently located at the Mall of the Americas in Bloomington. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with you and see how we might be able to help you in reaching your financial goals. These spots will go fast, so don't delay in reserving one now. If you'd like to reserve a one-hour slot to meet with Bill Gunderson's team or reserve a spot to our workshop, you can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com, or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, as a fishing guide, where would I tell you to be fishing right now in the market? There's only a few tributaries that are working right now. I have a quick little fishing story to tell you. Now, I've been here off and on in Charleston, South Carolina, over the last year. I spend most of my time in San Diego, but we're here right now. My son-in-law and his wife, they're ready to have a baby. And no baby yet. I told her to wait. Her due date, I think, is today or tomorrow. I said, don't have the baby. I finally got a fishing trip lined up. First time I've really been able to do any kind of fishing, serious fishing, other than in the stock market, since I've been coming here. And I finally lined up a guide on Saturday for a half day trip. That's all I could work in, about 4 hours. Now, here is the advantage of hiring somebody who is on the water every single day. He said, Mr. Gunderson, is your schedule flexible? I said, yeah, sure. Saturday, yeah, going to work on my newsletter here when we get back from fishing? He says, well, can you wait till about 11:30 to go fishing in the morning? Which is unusual for me. I usually go fishing very early in the morning. I like daybreak and to see the sun come up. He says, the tide just isn't right then. The tide's going to be most favorable right around 11:30 a.m. So we headed out. I took my son-in-law. Two of us went fishing with a professional guide who's on the water, local guide on the water most days. He took us out to the breakwater that leads to the ocean here. The harbor, South Carolina's got a big harbor, a lot of tributaries, a lot of rivers that feed into it, and then it all empties out into the Atlantic Ocean. First, he took us to the breakwater, and we fished that for a little while, for a couple hours. You anchor right next to the breakwater rocks. You cast live shrimp into the rocks. And there's a lot of things that steal your bait, but we were after, you know, nice redfish or drums, things like that. Well, we caught quite a few drums, but the conditions really were pretty tough. It was a major negative tide, which means that water was ripping. The tides were ripping very, very quickly, which are not the most favorable fishing conditions. And after about 3 hours of this, well, I mean, we put a lot of fish, undersized fish in the boat and released them and whatnot. He said, all right, buckle your seatbelts. We're going to go for a little ride. And he went inside the harbor, way back in up this little stream. I said, how is your boat even going to fit in this? There can't be any fish here. Are you crazy, man? That's what I was thinking. And we ended up a couple miles up this little tributary that feeds into the harbor, and he anchored right in front of a house. Now, this stream could only have been 10 feet wide, maybe, and 3 feet deep, 2 feet deep. That's it. But it's muddy, you see. It's murky. He says, we're going to just sit right here. He says, when this tide changes, these redfish are going to turn on, I think. And there was about four or five other boats. I guess this is a well-known spot. We anchored up there. You don't even have to. Yeah, we anchored up. And, I mean, it's just like a four-foot cast. He said, just cast it over there next to the bank about 3 or 4 feet away with that live shrimp without any weight. And we did this for about a half an hour, caught a few small fish. And then he says, yeah, those redfish ought to be biting here any minute. Man, something hit my line like a freight train. And for the next 1 hour, We caught nothing but redfish between 6 and 12 pounds. I caught a 12-pounder on light tackle. You can't keep the big ones here. You got to throw the big ones back. But if they're between, I think, 24 and 33 inches, something like that, we had one that we kept. We got some nice pictures. How would I have ever found that spot? How would I have ever been there when those fish started biting had I not hired a local guide who fishes the waters every day? Anyways, that's my shameless plug for hiring a professional money manager. Well, anyways, we had a great fishing trip. Okay, the market, the tributaries, gold is not working. Gold prices tumbled to their lowest price since March 2017. You know, I talked to so many people that have got a bunch of gold sitting around. I'm just not a fan. I mean, it's idle cash. Now, if you think the end of the world's coming and calamity and you're going to need it and all this kind of stuff will be taken over, the dollar's going to crash, then hang on to your gold. But as an investment, it's a terrible investment right now. You're swimming against the tide. The dollar is going up. That makes gold go down. Europe is not a very good place to be invested. I wrote in my newsletter over the weekend that I own one stock in Europe. The UK economy, GDP, bounced back in the second quarter. Well, what was their read? 0.4%. That's bouncing back for them, you see. They have very, very slow, sluggish growth because they continue to rely upon monetary policy only. Why doesn't Mario Draghi watch us take our lead? Our GDP is 4.1% because we infuse some fiscal stimulus into all of this along with the accommodative monetary policy, which is now tightening. North and South Korea agreed to a summit meeting in Pyongyang in September. Well, I think that's China dangling a carrot out there for President Trump to back off on these tariffs. We shall see if that ever happens. In the meantime, I read that North Korea had a failed missile launch. I wonder how many scientists are killed every time one of those missile launches fails. What else is happening? Monsanto. You know, Monsanto. I went to a Neil Young concert about a year and a half ago, and every song was about Monsanto. It's not liked. It's not a liked company. There's a lot of conspiracy theories about Monsanto, especially amongst Californians. Well, Monsanto was ordered by a California jury to pay $290 million to a family of a man who died from cancer. And the jury and the court decided that it was Monsanto's fault that he got the cancer from using Roundup, which is a weed killer. It's an off-the-shelf weed killer that you can get in any home store, Home Depot, Lowe's, etc. And that's just one of many. Do you know how many people are going to file lawsuits? Now, Monsanto is owned by a German company called Bayer. Why would they have ever bought Monsanto, which is headquartered in St. Louis, Missouri? B-A-Y-R-Y. The jurors unanimously found that Monsanto, whose merger with Bayer must still be approved by U.S. regulators, acted with malice. Malice. And that Roundup and the professional-grade Ranger Pro versions contributed substantially to the man's terminal illness. Wow. Just think of the risk and the liability that Bayer now has taken on. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Bill Gunderson's team is packing their bags and heading for Minnesota in September. We can't wait to get back to the land of Bob Dylan, Prince, the Twins, and of course the Vikings. We have set aside Tuesday, September 10th through Friday, September 14th to meet the folks one-on-one. In addition to this, we'll be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, September 12th. We will start at 6:30 p.m. and go until 8:30. All are invited, but space is limited. Once we are full, we are full. We'll be camped out for the week at the Radisson Blue, which is conveniently located at the Mall of the Americas in Bloomington. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with you and see how we might be able to help you in reaching your financial goals. These spots will go fast, so don't delay in reserving one now. If you'd like to reserve a one-hour slot to meet with Bill Gunderson's team or reserve a spot to our workshop, you can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Thank you.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, here's where we stand so far in 2018. The S&P 500 as of Friday's close is up 6% year to date. By contrast, the bond market, as measured by the 10-year Treasury ETF, IEF, is down 3% year to date. So if you had a 50-50 stock portfolio, you wouldn't be ahead very much in this year's market. And if you had a bigger position in bonds, let's say you're 60-40 or 70-30, with the bond market being down 3%, and the market stock, S&P up 6%, you would be about even on the year. The Dow has fared even worse than the S&P 500 because the Dow is more of the multinational companies that are kind of in the crosshairs of all of the trade wars going on right now between the U.S. and China, between the U.S. and the EU, between the U.S. and Japan, between the U.S. and South America, especially Mexico, or let's just call it NAFTA, which would include Mexico and Canada. The Dow is only up 2.4% year to date. Now, there's also a huge performance gap between small cap stocks and large cap stocks this year. Take a look at your Dow, which is 30 large mega cap companies, with most of them have multinational exposure. The Dow's up 2.4% this year, while the small cap 600 index is up 13.4% this year. That's a wide, wide discrepancy. The small cap index, once again, up 13.4% year to date, while the Dow is up only 2.4%. The S&P 400 is up 4.8% year to date. That's the mid cap. It's only doing a little bit better than the Dow. I updated the earnings in my newsletter over the weekend for the S&P 400 mid cap. Not only did I provide you with a target price for the S&P 500, I provided you with the target price for the mid-cap index. In this week's letter, I'll provide you with my target price for the small-cap index, which is the S&P 600. It's based on their earnings estimates and the multiple that that index is kind of averaged and traded at and where it should be trading at in this current environment. The NASDAQ is the king of the hill still in 2018. It has even outperformed the small cap index. The NASDAQ is up 13.5%. So if you just own those 100 stocks in that NASDAQ composite, if you just own the QQQ, you're up 13.6% so far this year, but it's a wild ride, obviously. The emerging market so far in 2018, down 7.7%. But there's certain emerging markets that have done even worse than that. That's just the average. The emerging market index is measured by Vanguard's big emerging market ETF, VWO, is down 7.7%. So let's just say you had a very typical asset allocation for a 50-year-old. You would be 50-50 stocks and bonds. Bonds are down 3%. And of your 50% stocks, you'd probably have a big chunk of that, maybe 20%, 30% in the emerging markets. They're down 7.7. That pretty much takes away all your stock gains in 2018, and you would be about flat on the year in a standard asset allocation model. However, if you were focused, if you didn't have any bond exposure, which I do not, I'm a radical. I don't believe in owning bonds in a rising interest rate environment, nor do I believe in owning stocks when a recession is approaching and when we go into recession, which that hasn't happened yet. I also have no exposure other than two mega cap stocks from outside of the boundaries of the U.S. I have no emerging market exposure, which has not helped you this year. It's hurt your portfolio down 7.7%. Now, the average person has a 401k at work with all these mutual funds available to them to choose from, and they're usually different asset classes. Most 401ks have a large cap growth fund, a mid cap growth fund, maybe a large cap value fund. Maybe small cap growth funds, and they also have emerging markets and international developed markets. And you usually have bond funds available to you, and you have stable money or cash funds available to you. Well, you'd be better off this year having zero exposure to the bond market, like I've been recommending since the beginning of the year, but each person has to decide for themselves. I'm just telling you what I'm doing, and to have very little exposure to the emerging markets. That even comes right on down to if you're a government employee in the TSP program. The Thrift Savings Plan has different funds to choose from, a very limited number, but there's one fund that's a mix of large and mid caps. The second fund is a mix of mid and small caps. That's the best performing one this year. There's another fund that is international stuff, and there's another one that is bond-related. So just being in the right place in your thrift savings plan has been very critical this year, or you've probably gotten absolutely no returns whatsoever. And as far as you Bitcoin folks go, Bitcoin is down 52%. 52% since the beginning of the year. Oil prices up 12.5% since the beginning of the year. That's another area of the market that has worked. The gold markets have not worked, down 6.6% year to date. The only things working in 2018, as of now, and until further notice, if you're invested in energy stocks, if you're invested in the NASDAQ, technology stocks, if you're invested in small cap stocks, that's been the place to be in 2018. Now let's take it a step further and let's look at the sectors of the market. That's another key part of my investing. You can be in the stocks all right, you can be in equities all right, but you still have to be in the right sectors of the market. Well, as we look at the indexes, let's first step up a notch to the indexes out there. It's the U.S. that is leading the way. It's between our monetary policy, our fiscal policy, a very pro-business environment. U.S. stocks are the place to be this year. Nothing else is working, but U.S. stocks are a very big field. Like the Charleston Harbor, the ocean off of Charleston, all the tributaries that feed into the Charleston Harbor, the Ashley River, the Wando River, the Cooper River, the Wapu River. I'm learning all of these rivers and all of these tributaries. It's a lot of water. There's a lot of water here. There's a lot more water here than there is in California, let me tell you. California's burning up. Well, which of the tributaries, which of the areas of this large body of water called the equities market are the best sectors? Let's narrow it down a little bit. Well, obviously, technology. You've got your NASDAQ up over 13.5%. And I continue to say the technology stocks are a great place to be because that's where the best growth is. NASDAQ's up 42 points right now. that's where the best value is too. That's where else can you find 40-30% growers trading at discounts to their growth rates? The medical sector has done very well this year, in particular the healthcare sector and the medical instrument sector. I have an overexposure there to those sectors. And lastly, I would say probably the aerospace and to some extent the energy sectors. Got to be in the right asset classes. You got to be in the right sectors. Now, how about some right stocks? More on that when we come back. It's Bill Gunderson, the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is Bill Gunderson, Professional Money Manager and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's team is packing their bags and heading for Minnesota in September. We can't wait to get back to the land of Bob Dylan, Prince, the Twins, and of course the Vikings. We have set aside Tuesday, September 10th through Friday, September 14th to meet the folks one-on-one. In addition to this, we'll be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, September 12th. We will start at 6:30 p.m. and go until 8:30. All are invited, but space is limited. Once we are full, we are full. We'll be camped out for the week at the Radisson Blue, which is conveniently located at the Mall of the Americas in Bloomington. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with you and see how we might be able to help you in reaching your financial goals. These spots will go fast, so don't delay in reserving one now. If you'd like to reserve a one-hour slot to meet with Bill Gunderson's team or reserve a spot to our workshop, you can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, here we are. 8 months into the year. We've only got 3.5 months left. If you have not been in equities, if you've been in cash, you've missed it. If you've been in the bond market, you've been going backwards. If you're in gold, you're going backwards. If you're in the emerging markets, you're going backwards. You've had to have been in U.S. stocks this year. And if you listen to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, if you have my app, the Best Stocks Now app, if you read my newsletter, the Best Stocks Now newsletter, you will know that those are the places that I've been parked this year. Now, more particularly, even though equities are the place to be, they've had to have been U.S. equities, and you've had to have a substantial exposure to technology stocks, energy stocks, healthcare stocks, medical instruments, medical devices. Those have been the areas of the market that have worked so far. And that's the only areas of the market, unless you're short the emerging markets or short gold or short the bond market. There just hasn't been anything else that has worked. Now, once you get down into those sectors, now there's still some real bad technology stocks. There's still some really bad healthcare stocks. There's some really bad medical device stocks. You still have to try to ferret out and separate the wheat from the chaff amongst the sectors. And every week in my newsletter, for those that have subscriptions to either the premium newsletter or the live trading newsletter, I give you my top 250 rankings every Friday. That's a great list, or every weekend. That's a great list to pour over. These are the stocks that meet my criteria of performance and or value. Now, in some cases, you can't put a value on a biotech or a mutual fund, so we have to rely on performance. But I have a formula that grades every stock, mutual fund, ETF in my database, all 5,100 of them, and spits back at me a ranking list every single day. And a lot of those times, there's not much change there. Those trends last for quite some time. So let's just single out a few stocks that are in the U.S., that are in the right asset class right now, that are in the right sectors right now. Well, I just noticed that Apple's hitting a new all-time high today, $210.56, $1 trillion and counting. Who's next? Who will be the next trillion-dollar company? Because there are more on the way. There will be more trillion-dollar companies. But Apple has certainly been a right place to be here in 2018. I own Apple in my income and growth portfolio. It's a dividend payer. Square has certainly been the right place to be here in 2018. It's breaking out to new all-time highs today. Square is a financial payment company. It is in the right area of the market. It's a U.S. company. It's a fast-growing company. And Square breaking out to new all-time highs. That would be just one other example. It's a large cap stock. Apple is a mega cap, the biggest mega cap in the world. Let me just give you one other example. I'll give you two more examples here. Well, Microsoft, I mean, it's pretty hard to argue with what Microsoft's done this year. It's bumping up against all-time highs. It's at $840 billion, just $160 billion away from becoming $1 trillion. Will Microsoft become a $1 trillion stock? Now let's just go down to the other end of the spectrum. Let's go down to Smallville, which I said has been an area of the market that's been heating up this year. That represents a major tidal shift in the market. Major, major change in the current. Because over the last couple of years, it's been all large cap. Small caps have been left in the dust. Well, that was then. This is now. Now we have these small cap stocks looking back and thumbing their nose at the large cap stocks. Na 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 na. Teladoc is a good example of a small cap that's been breaking out to new all-time highs here recently. Now, these aren't recommendations. These are just examples of what is working in the market here in 2018. I would say this. It's very narrow what's working in the market, isn't it? Asset allocation and casting a big, wide net has not produced anything this year. Focusing on those little inlets, those little tributaries that feed into these bigger rivers called the indexes, have absolutely been the place to be. And the Best Stocks Now app has been an invaluable tool for me as a professional fishing guide and money manager to identify those tributaries and those sectors, and even right on down to those individual stocks, which I can see when I wear my Polaroid sunglasses, you see. Well, anyways, that's how I manage money. That's how I roll here at Gunderson Capital Management. If you look at your portfolio and you see all of these bond funds and emerging market funds and just a bunch of stuff that's clogging up your arteries, well, come over and interview us as money managers. That's what I do for a living. I have the Premier Growth, Ultra Growth, and the Income and Growth portfolios. And I also run a mutual ETF, mutual fund ETF portfolio for some of you that have some, you know, tag along smaller accounts. That's what I do for a living. I'm in the water every single day. I report back to you every day on the radio show. I sum up the week in my newsletter every Friday. You can also get that by going to my website at GundersonCapital.com. Looking forward to Minnesota. Don't know how many spots we have left. There aren't many. If there may be a few, you can reach us at 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.